Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for November 27, 2019. I'm News Director Eric Johnson, and one day to go until Thanksgiving. It's up in the air is the way the Senate Finance Chair Chuck Grassley describes the prospects for House action this year to ratify the USMCA after weeks of mixed signals. Grassley complains the USMCA has now languished for a year as Speaker Pelosi and House Democrats have pressed for stronger enforceability and improvements to labor and environmental standards. Now at the 11th hour with just two legislative weeks left of the session, Grassley says Pelosi is again giving mixed signals on her intentions.
Last week, we were told that Pelosi walked out of a meeting, didn't describe it as being in disgust, but seemed to reflect some uncertainty about getting an agreement with the White House on labor issues. But more recently, she's put out a comment that looks like something could be happening, maybe yet this week. So it's all pretty much up in the air.
On Tuesday at a Red River Valley sugar beet farm, Senator John Hoeven and also Congressman Colin Peterson of Minnesota met with several key members of the sugar beet industry and also growers. Hoeven and Peterson took the opportunity to outline efforts to support producers who are unable to harvest their crops due to the wet fall and early snowstorm. A couple of things that were talked about, including that they were working with USDA Undersecretary Bill Northey to secure disaster assistance funding for sugar beet growers, and also urging the USDA to avoid any premature actions, including increasing sugar imports. Hoeven also gave the latest update on the MFP payments.
You have till December 6th to sign up. Second payment for the second round started going out last week, and we're trying now to get a push on for the January piece as well. I don't have the numbers for Minnesota, but for North Dakota, we're up close to $400 million now in 2019 that we've received or that has been provided to farmers in North Dakota.
And it looks like it's going to be an extremely active weather weekend right after Thanksgiving for North Dakota. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says two storms will create an extremely active weather situation for much of the week.
That second system will reach the Central Plains as well late in the week post-Thanksgiving and then slide across the upper Midwest and eventually into the northern Mid-Atlantic and southern New England. So a very expansive storm that will affect just about every corner of the country, everything from the snow that I already mentioned across the central Rockies, central Plains, and upper Midwest. Showers and thunderstorms will sweep across the south, the east, and the lower Midwest. And by the time we put the two storms together, just about everybody from the plains to the Appalachians could see anywhere from 1 to 3 inches of precipitation. Of course, that's rain in the south, snow in the far north.
This is Inside Agriculture.